You're listening to New Tinea. College baseball is adding pitch challenges and bat sensors. New NCAA rules will let college baseball teams challenge ball and strike calls with tracking technology and collect swing data from sensors attached to bats. The options begin in the 2027 season, but schools need compatible systems, and human umpires will still make the original calls. College baseball is moving two pieces of tracking technology from experiments into real games. New NCAA rules will let teams challenge an umpire's ball or strike call when an approved system is available, while bat-mounted sensors may record swing data during play. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
NCAA oversight panels approved optional pitch call challenges and in-game bat sensors for the 2027 season across all three divisions.
Why does it matter?
Players can seek a fast electronic check of a disputed pitch, and teams can collect motion data without waiting for practice.
What is the catch?
The systems are optional, equipment access will vary, and the rules do not hand every decision to a computer. Key fact: the umpire still makes the first ball or strike call. Tracking data enters only after an eligible player challenges it. How the new rules change a game. The NCAA's August 25th rules update says conferences may use a system that checks called balls and strikes in regular season and postseason games. The option is an experimental rule for divisions I, 2, and 3 in 2027, so it does not guarantee that every stadium will install the required cameras and processing equipment. The NCAA also approved sensors attached to or embedded in a bat for in-game data collection. These devices can measure motion such as bat speed and swing path, giving coaches a record of what the hitter actually did against live pitching rather than only in a training cage. Why pitch challenges are different from robot umpires. A challenge system preserves the human umpire's call and uses tracking as a review tool. Major League Baseball's automated ball strike challenge system follows the same basic model. A batter, catcher, or pitcher can question a call. Then the system compares the pitch with a calculated strike zone. The Southeastern Conference tested this approach during its 2026 tournament after announcing the conference-level experiment in May. That trial gave the NCAA a recent college setting to examine before making the option available more broadly. Technology is allowed, but electronic coaching is not. The same rule package draws a boundary around live assistance. Division: I teams will no longer be allowed to send defensive signals electronically to players during a game because a device could give a batter an advantage before the pitch. That distinction echoes an earlier professional baseball dispute covered by New Tinea when MLB restricted custom dugout software used for live decisions. Recording a swing is permitted. Turning a device into a silent coach during the at-bat is not. Before we overstate the change, the NCAA has approved optional use, not a universal installation mandate. Bat sensors collect movement data, but the announcement does not show that using them improves hitting or prevents injury. Accuracy, challenge limits, and operational details may depend on the approved system and conference procedures. What happens next? Conferences and schools now have to decide whether they can afford and operate the tracking systems before the 2027 season. The first useful evidence will come from real games. How often calls are challenged, how many are changed, how long reviews take, and whether teams use bat data responsibly. The important line is practical, not futuristic. College baseball is allowing machines to measure a disputed pitch and record a swing, while leaving the first judgment and the decision to challenge with people on the field. Read the full article at newtinea.com.